You're listening to the May Street Boys, and me mate Tigger's got a word or two to say to a young Linda McCartney out there.
Are you listening, little hippie girl? Stop falling off your bike and knocking foxes over. You got your baby's heads out? This is a nice little tune for you. It's a bit hippie, bit rocky, just for you.
Called Freak on a Leash. It's by Korn. It's for you and about you. Bit of a slow start as well, but it's kind of groovy in a hippie kind of way.
Something takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gonna always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me far from grace. On the leash, feeling like I have no release. How many times have I felt diseased? Nothing in my life is free, is free. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't take. Sometimes I can't.
Bottom man, you and I were made.
right, that's a bit of corn, and it goes out especially to Elaine, the little oversex god. Goddess, should we say.
Have you got your kaftan on?
Hippie chick. Anyway, this next one's a bit of Brian Geisen. He's a mate of William S. Burroughs, dead now. Died in 1986, but a bit of a writer. Used to do a bit of poetry and stuff, and a few books and things. Was an inventor of the dream machine. Yeah. Along with Ian Somerville. I've got one at home, but doubt if that means anything to you. Anyway, the song goes out to a young lady in Newcastle, me bird. I doubt she'll see the funny side of it, but there you go. The song is called Kick That Habit, Man. Some things I do she doesn't agree with. Can't imagine why, but this one's for you, Sharon.
Kick, man.
Habit, man. Kick that. Man, kick that habit. Kick that man habit. Man habit, kick.
Kick it, kick it, kick it.
Man
kick
habit,
it,
kick that.
You can kick it, go on, kick it.
Habit, kick that man.
You don't have to have it, kick that.
That. How about that kick round? That kick man habit. Man having that kick. Kick habit man. Man, man kick. How about that? How about that man kick? That man kick habit. Kick habit, man, that habit, man, that kick, that kick, habit, man, man, that kick habit. Kick, man, that habit, man, that habit, kick,
kick, kick,
what habit, kick, man.
That kick habit man, kick habit that man, kick habit that man, have it kick that man, have it kick that man, that have it kick man, that have it kick man, have it that kick man, have it that kick man, kick that man, have it kick that man, have it that kick man, have it that kick man, have it kick man, that have it kick man. Man kick that habit. Man kick that. That man kick habit. That man kick man. That kick habit. Man that kick kick habit. Man that habit kick habit. Man that habit habit. Man kick habit habit. That man kick habit that. Habit man kick that. Habit man kick that. Man habit kick that. Man habit kick that. That. Habit man kick that, habit man kick, habit that man kick, habit that man kick, that man habit kick, that man habit kick, man that habit kick, man that habit kick, habit man that kick, habit man that kick, man habit that kick, man habit that kick.
Well, there you go. One day I might kick that habit, man, but yeah, who knows. Anyway,
We keep getting all these phone calls from loads of strange people, so keep them coming in. We're on 361068. And the next one is from a band called Suicidal Tendencies. It's a song called Institutionalized, and don't we all know a few people who should be institutionalized? Not least myself, I'd wager. But this one, we've had a few requests to be dedicated to a certain person. Her name's Amanda. She lives on Uttoxeter New Road, somewhere near the Roditch, as do, you know, a few people, because it's one big, mad, crazy house. And it's called Bates's Motel. Chalmers quite often sits outside there for hours on end in her car, looking and waiting
and stalking.
She keeps a knife in her glove compartment. And one day, a young Carl Simpleton... She'll get you. Institutionalized suicidal tendencies.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I like, take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey, Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And, like, maybe you should talk about it. You'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know? I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone. I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to. I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me, they just build on the side. It's gotta be a suicide, so I'm afraid what's my side. You won't have anything, I'm afraid what's gonna be away. I'm not crazy, here's the desire. You're the one I'm crazy, here's the desire. You're trying to be crazy, here's the desire. They take me in an instant, cause that was the only solution. Give me the professor, I'm taking you from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, yeah, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking. You're on drugs. None of people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. He went through with the sea. Got me back to see a sea. Just yucky, just crazy. It's a good deal, it's crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the dessert. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the dessert. They stick me in an institution. That was the only solution. You need from the sun. To take it from the enemy myself. I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided... My best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to things I'm crazy. You're suffering every day. By the time they think I am, better leave me, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy, here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy, here's the dessert. You've got to be crazy, here's the dessert. They stick me in an institution, said it was the only solution. You can eat it from the ground, just take it from the enemy myself. Doesn't matter, I'm probably gonna hit by a car anyway.
That one was for you, Prue. Hey, Nico, he out there? You mad old bag. You not been round today for your tea? Well, I've been in Nottingham, down Down the old angel looking at girls, rather nice. Anyway, Nico, we've got a song here. Just
young girls.
Young girls, not old ones, young ones.
20-year-old scorchers with dreads.
Yes! Yeah. Anyway, this one's for you, Nico. Just listen to the lyrics. Wobble you.
The girl who talks with a mouthful, who's clever and new ball and won't keep me mobile. I like the girl that all me mates scoff that, a girl from Glamorgan that tinkles me organ. I like the girl who goes out with her own crew, cause chocolates are bought her, don't taste like they ought her. Who won't take excuses for love by some bruises, but buy me Joe Chicken from Fish Kebab Engine. I like the girl who ain't no vibe vacuum, who's got an opinion and sways for Great Britain. A girl worth romancing, who's cracked up big dancing, who's filled like a dust truck and a year of monkeys.
Wobble you. Bit like you, weren't it, just, eh? What you got to say, Tigger, eh?
That was his Jupiter's new band.
Got a laugh, ain't ya, eh? Right, we've got a competition, and we're going to give that single away as a prize. Right, all you have to do is give us a ring. We're on Derby 361068. Who am I describing here, right? One. He's so laid back, he's laying down. Oh, number two. His speciality is noodles and hot dogs. Do you know who I'm talking about yet? We're on 361068. Number three. He thinks he is a Spanish lover. Number four. Reckons he can drink 14 pints of Guinness in one night. But only in Ireland, because obviously nobody can see him and we've got nobody to prove it. Number five, needs putting right. Reading FC are not the best football team in the world. Of course they're not. Everyone knows that. Who are we talking about? Give us a ring. We're on 361068. Who is that on the phone then? Peterborough Massive. Keep the phone calls coming. Anyway, this next track is for a very special person. Her name is Nico. Her friends call her Janet, but well, only one person calls her Janet. No, we're only joking.
Everyone calls you Janet. You got loads of friends. You're hugely popular. There goes phone. Keep the calls coming. We're on 361068. This one is X-Ray Specs. The day the world turned day-glow. Bit of punk rock for your kids. Banging stuff. X-Ray Specs, the day the world turned day glow, and we've had loads of phone calls. Unfortunately, we can only have three winners, so alright. Kids were going wild. The right answer, alright, it was El Bandito, and I think everybody knew that, didn't they? The Bandit. And we all know why it's called that, don't we? Anyway, we're going to get some CDs winging their way around to you young ladies. Sally, Karina, and the wonderfully sexy Emily. Are you waiting up for me, Emily? I know you're a bit ill. I'll make you better. Anyway, we've got a bit of au pairs, especially for you, Emily, because we all love... Well, I love you. I think you're great. Well, I don't. I just fancy you. You're sort of all right to talk to, but... Not especially interesting, but I'll shag you. Oh, I can't say that on the radio, can I? Oh, no. Got 2,000 listeners and everyone's heard, and oh, no. You'll be all embarrassed and everybody at Lonsdale always will know, and oh, no. Still. I imagine you'll be waiting out the back door for us when I finish here, won't you? Au pairs for you, Emily.
You brought a new road.
Have I scared you yet?
You mustn't do this. It may offend us. You must give more than you take away.
Take her, take her, take her, take her, take her, take, take her away.
But is it real? Are you feeling it? You behave like a model.
Jersey Au Pairs. That was kind of groovy, weren't it? In a banging kind of way. Especially dedicated to my little friend Emily. I've been over to Lonsdale today, don't you know? We was going to call round for you. Only went to the bar, though. Yes, that would have been a treat, wouldn't it? Anyway, this next song is to a young gothic friend of ours who keeps phoning in. She's got an unusual boyfriend. She used to wear wedding dresses just for fun. A scaffolder in a dress? Oh, whatever is that all about?
I'm an Avon boy.
Ding dong. Winnie calling. All right there, how are you doing, Winnie? We hear you getting married. This one's for you, Tubeway Army. Something about marrying a human, almost. Which way round? Who's a human? Who's the android? Who's a male? Who's a female? Come to that. Bates's Motel, anything goes, don't you know? Anything goes. We've heard all about you. Tubeway Army. God, doesn't that go on? On and on and on and on and on. Just like Judith Chalmers and a young Amanda from Bates's Motel. Instead, we've got more Johnny Funders for you with Patty Paladin. And we've got some CDs to give away. So if you want to give us a call, we're on Derby 01332 for those of you outside the area. Give us a ring. We're on 361068. Can't think of any questions for you off the top of my head, but I've got some nice CDs to give away. Maybe a bit of Space Monkeys. What do you reckon? The Peterborough Massive are sitting there. They're nodding. They're bigging it up in the area. They're all large in it. Right. Anyway, once again, I'd like to dedicate this song. Ooh, it's gone all Simon Bates, hasn't it? All mellow and everything. Just like our tune once again. Emily, are you still listening? This is a song especially for you. Ooh. There go those dulcet tones, all seductive and everything. The Peterborough Massive are listening. And they're giggling away in the background. I think they can imagine you waiting in anticipation. Anyway, the song's by Johnny Funders and Patty Paladin, and it is called Can't Seem to Make You Mine.
Can't seem to make you mine. Kissing
Bit of Johnny Thunders and the lovely Patty Paladin for the equally lovely Emily. Yeah, we've had loads of phone calls. Keep them coming. We're on 361068. Now, there's a young lady out there listening. Karina, how you doing? I don't think I've met you yet, have I? But, you know, I'm sure one day, don't know where, don't know when, but I'm sure we'll meet some sunny day. Anyway, you keep on laughing, young laughing girl, and this one's for you. It's Nick Cave when he was in his first band, Boys Next Door, and it's called Ain't It Funny? Because it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Alberti. I've been asked to give my professional opinion as a psychiatrist on this CD, The Worst of Monte Cazaza. I'm obliged to say that in the many years of my psychiatric practice, I don't think I have ever seen anything which is so manifestly psychopathic. The sexploitative tendencies of this individual, who is clearly sexually repressed, are unprecedented. The subconscious here is manifested in psychomasturbation. The infantile interests, due to the unresolved Oedipus complex, expresses itself in perversions, in insecurity. The confused, erotomaniac, anal retentive, pornographic material is primordial. We're dealing with a primitive, filthy-minded, vulgar, embarrassing, twisted mind, reaching out towards shock value. Basically, we're dealing with insanity. This is valueless. This CD is just full of cheap thrills. The man's a pervert. He tries to play with satanist tendencies, which are pathetic. His mammariomaniac fantasies, his clitoral maniac disposition, this is feeble. This is an intellectual vacuum. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise. He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony. He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed. Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
That was a psychiatrist report on a young Richard Chalk. If anyone knows him, they'll know what we're talking about. That is a valid medical insight into the wonderful and wacky world of Richard Chalk from Club 23. Anyway, we've got a bit of penetration coming up. The song's called Don't Dictate. And who is it for, young Tigger?
It's for Judith Chalmers, Nico, Prue. Yeah, just Don't Dictate. It's an old penetration song. Our band did it, Society's Victim, in 1980. We covered this song.
There you go, penetration from the northeast.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Bit distracted there. Oh, if only you knew what was going on in this studio. The Peterborough Massive, quite literally. Anyway, Karina, I haven't met you yet, but I've got this feeling that somehow I'm going to miss you already. I hear you're going back to Ireland for the summer. So I'd like to dedicate this song especially to you. John and Livy, ain't it just, eh? I'm missing you already.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to another summer night.
That was a bit banging, weren't it, Karina, eh? Did you like that? Especially for you, from me, DJ Norwich, here on Derby 361068. And not only me, the Peterborough Massive would like to dedicate that song to you. Anyway, we've got some Germans in the area, and we've got a song for anyone out there who's not too English, all right? In a kind of German sort of way. All right, yeah, you know who you are, don't you, Phil? Don't know if you're listening or not, but this is for you. It's Nina Hagen Thragen, young lady with hairy armpits. If anyone's got hairy armpits, give us a ring. We're on 361068. Not blokes, of course, because I know you've all got hairy armpits, but any birds out there who are not shaving in the pit area, how about you two? Have you got shaving pits? Yeah. Let's have a look then. All right, the Peterborough Massive have shaven pits, but if anyone out there has got a few hairs lurking beneath their T-shirts, I mean under the pits, right? Not on the chest, because we're not into chicks with hairy chests. Hello, Jupiter, so you listening? Bet you are. I've heard about you. Anyway, here we are, Nina Hagen, TV Glotzer, White Punks on Dope.
Ich fühle mich alt, entsumpf wie meine Omi. Ich halte die Glotze an, die dort uns von everyone. Ich glotz von Osnabell, so sind wir. Ich kann mich gar nicht entscheiden, ist alles so schön bunt hier. Ich glotz den V. Ja, ich klopf die V. Die Arztromane hab ich mit 12 schon hinter mich gebracht. Mann, bin ich belesen, ey. Und die Erfrischungswaffeln sind ausgelaufen. Drück, drück, drück. Und diese Schalschokolade macht ein Fettdown, 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 Fettdown. Doch ich schalt die Glotze an. Happiness, flutsch, flutsch, fang von mir. Glotz von Osnabell zu finden. Ich klopf die V. 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 Ich klopf die V.
That's for the Germans anyway. Anyone out there, hairy armpits, give us a ring. We're on 361068. We've got another competition coming up shortly. Another guess who. Anyway, if you've got any requests you might like to give us a ring, you are listening to the Gang of Four. Not only the band, but the Gang of Four. You've got your May Street Massive. We're in the area, all right? Tigger and Norwich, large in it. Yeah, Chalmers, you've got a narcon with us, haven't you? Why aren't you phoned in? Just because we told everybody about your knickers. Right? Can you imagine those two women who got home, got back to their little locker room at Queen's Leisure Centre, and I found this pair of, these knickers come right up to their necks. Belly warmers. Right? They'll be sitting there. I bet they've got them on show, right? They've probably put them in a frame at home now, thinking, who wears these? I'm quite surprised you haven't phoned in anyway. You are listening to the Gang of Four. At home, he's a tourist. And at home, she's a tourist. Judith Chalmers, she goes down to the Queen's Leisure Centre. And that is where she's a tourist, isn't she, eh? All no knickers and fur coats. I bet you wish you hadn't told us about that, don't you, eh? Who else is out there listening without any knickers? Have you got any on, Karina? Or are you part of the Judith Chalmers fan club as well?
Have you got any on, Prue?
Bates's Motel, the Nicholas Zone.
And also, he fills his head with culture. He gives himself an answer. Down on the disco floor, they make their profit from the things they sell to help you cover and the robbers you hide in your top left pocket. At home, she's looking for interest. At home, she's looking for interest. She said she was ambitious, so she accepts the process. She said she was ambitious, so she accepts the process.
Well, apparently she is listening. Mad old bag over in, what street does she live on?
Sherwood
Street. Yeah. Barking old woman. Anyway, all right? Woman with no knickers, I've got a little song for you. For once in your life, I'm going to be nice to you. This is the only time it is ever going to happen, all right? So make the most of it. You've got 3 minutes of pleasure here, and then I'm going to abuse you like you've never been abused before. So you just wait. The band's called Fish. It's somebody you like, isn't it? But you just wait.
I'm floating in the blimp a lot. I feel the feeling I forgot. I'm swimming weightless in the womb, or bouncing gently round the room. In a minute I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea. I see the path ahead of me. In a minute I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea. We'll hear a tiny cry as the ship goes sliding by. Free!
Right, we've got competition time coming up again, haven't we? We're on Derby 361068. Now, some of you might know the answer to this question. It's a bit of a oral question. We mean by listening, all right, for anyone who's got funny ideas out there. Give us a ring. We're on Derby 361068. You're listening to Radio Freedom. Right, the next... Right, there's a bit of a connection, right, between the last song, which was called... Three, I think, or something. Yeah, it's by a band called Fish, spelt with a PH, which is all a bit kind of odd and dull in a kind of way. And it was dedicated to Judith Chalmers, otherwise known as Rebecca Hall. She's fat, she's round, she weighs 1,000 pounds. Judith. And it's a link between that song and the next song, which is a band called Nausea, who we're going to dedicate to a friend of ours called Carl Simp.